You're listening to Michigan Radio. There's this young couple in Washtenaw County, and they're trying to get off heroin. They're just two of the 20,000 low-income Michiganders who now have free access to drug treatment. But because it's tied up with the Affordable Care Act, nobody knows if it's going to last. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has the story.
This methadone clinic opens at 5:30 in the dark, chilly morning. It's in an Ann Arbor strip mall. It's just a couple miles down the road from a Whole Foods. And by 7 a.m., this place is doing a pretty steady business. People are coming in and out on their way to work. Little kids in snow boots are waiting inside for their parents to take them to school. And Rory Niles and his girlfriend, Tabitha Parker, roll into the parking lot before 7. Their dogs wait for them in the car.
This is Sputnik. And this is Penelope.
Hi, Sputnik. Hi, Penelope.
Yeah. All right, you guys stay. We'll be back.
Inside Ann Arbor Treatment Services, this clinic, it looks kind of like if you crossed a doctor's office with a DMV. It's clean, it's sterile, it's bright. And clinics exactly like it are popping up all over the state. Some of them, like this one, are corporate, meaning that they are eventually hoping to make a profit off of helping people who are caught up in the opiate crisis. The methadone that you get here, it looks like cherry cough syrup, but it's a narcotic. It helps wean you off of pain pills and heroin. And at first, because it's so intensely regulated, you have to come in every single day and the staff watch you while you take it. But anything is better than what Rory Niles and Tabitha Parker have tried before, they say, over and over and over again.
We tried so hard to get clean, cold turkey, you know, like literally 3 days of hell, you know, and then you're good for a week, and then it's like, oh, you see an old friend or something. It's like, hey, let's go get high, whatever.
We couldn't get jobs, you know, for literally almost 4 months. We were living out of our car, sick every day, trying to get enough money to get drugs.
Parker says eventually she started stealing. She wound up in jail for 3 months. Niles waited for her, lived in the car the whole time. And when she got out, they started going to a methadone clinic. Now, normally, a week's worth of methadone is going to cost you somewhere between $70 to $100. But for Parker and Niles and a lot of the people in this clinic right now, it's free. And here's why. They are both covered under Michigan's Medicaid expansion. Medicaid, of course, is health insurance for low-income people. And under this expansion, you basically qualify if you're an individual making about $16,000 a year or less. This expansion was part of the Obamacare rollout, and it's meant that 600,000 more Michiganders have Medicaid now. 20,000 of them are using it to treat substance abuse. They take that insurance, they go to doctor's offices or methadone clinics like this one, instead of having to wait for weeks just to get a spot at a free treatment center.
So it could be a matter of life and death if we're waiting, you know, more than a couple days.
This is Marcy Scalera. She oversees programs for substance abuse in 4 counties. And she says that this expansion has been a game changer for them. Instead of just scraping by and trying to prioritize patients, like if you're pregnant, now they've got a little breathing room. But that could change. Governor Snyder is a big supporter of the Medicaid expansion. He wants to keep it. But nobody knows if that's going to happen as Republicans figure out how they will repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Tabitha Parker is watching this in the news, and she's freaking out because she's wondering if she's going to be able to keep getting treatment as she finishes community college.
Because of my student tuition, having to pay for books, trying to get an actual real degree in something. So I don't have the extra money, $70, $90 a week here to pay for my methadone that should be covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Still, other people in this drug treatment industry are a lot less worried. They think that this opiate crisis has become bipartisan at this point, that you can campaign as a Democrat or a Republican on helping people get into treatment, and that Republicans and Democrats will do whatever it takes. They'll shuffle around whatever money they need to make sure that people can get into the care they need. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kate Wells.